Oral arguments on President Trump's travel ban are set to happen in the next hour in San Francisco in the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Ninth Circuit. The federal government will argue that the court should reinstate the ban on travelers and immigrants coming in from seven predominantly Muslim countries. A lower court in Washington state issued a restraining order temporarily lifting the ban Friday. More than 100 tech companies have joined the case. They filed a brief opposing the president's executive order. WBUR's Ninjor and Wemeka spoke with executives at the local companies that signed on to the brief.
The Massachusetts companies opposing President Trump's travel ban say it's bad for business. Lori Harrison of the Cambridge-based communications technology company Fuse says that is particularly true for the tech sector. High tech often recruits around the world.
It limits our ability to source the globe for the best tech minds out there to help us drive innovation and, you know, drive our company forward as we continue to grow.
Some companies opposing the executive order say it's already disrupting their operations. Brad Young is Assistant General Counsel for Needham-based TripAdvisor, which also signed the legal brief. He says the company has local employees from the affected countries who are unsure when they can travel outside the U.S.
We also have employees from the affected countries that work outside of Massachusetts who are unable to travel back to headquarters for important meetings with their teams and to engage with the business the way that we need them to.
The brief signed by the companies also notes that many immigrants have started successful businesses in the U.S. David Mendels, the CEO of the video platform Brightcove, is a descendant of refugees who fled Eastern Europe. He says he's concerned about shutting out refugees and how the order will impact the Boston-based company's international dealings.
My business is 40% outside the United States. We're an exporter. We generate revenue by selling our goods all over the world. And if we close our doors and put up walls, metaphorical or otherwise, I assume other countries will do the same thing. And so that's, I think, a problem for us.
Of the more than 100 companies that signed on to the brief, just a few are from Massachusetts. Some local business leaders say the number of Massachusetts companies may be small because the business community here leans a little more conservative than its West Coast counterpart. Tom Hopcroft, the president of the Massachusetts Technology Leadership Council, says it's likely more of an issue of geography and the fact that the case is moving forward in California.
Had that petition been circulated here more broadly on the East Coast, you would have seen more companies sign on to that. But that's fine because, you know, we'll be doing, you know, our own brief here, so our companies will be well represented and our voices will be heard.
Hopcroft says he's working on filing a similar federal legal brief with several Massachusetts tech companies in the coming days. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Zininjor and Wemeka.
Special funding for Bostonomics provided by Newmark Grubb Knight Frank's downtown team, delivering professional real estate insight and advisory services to Boston's changing market. NGKF.com.